Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we'll be talking about plastic pollution. Many of us have seen litter on the beach, and of course, there are those sad pictures of sea critters tangled up in plastic, which made us wonder, what will it take to prevent all of this plastic pollution in the ocean? We had Max Kozlov and Fatima Hussein from our Possibly team look into this question. Welcome, Max and Fatima.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So, Max, let's start with plastics in general. How concerned should I be about all the plastics in my life?
Well, the problem is that you can find plastic in just about anything we use today.
Like in things you might expect to have plastic, like plastic bags or Tupperware containers.
And in things that you might not.
It's in our drinking water, it's in the food that we eat, it's in the dust that we breathe.
That's
Chelsea Rockman. I'm an aquatic ecologist. I'm a professor at the University of Toronto.
Chelsea studies how plastics, chemical contamination, and climate change affect freshwater and marine ecosystems.
This wasn't really a hot research topic back in the day, but from 1950 to 2015, plastics production has increased from around 2 million tons to nearly 380 million tons a year.
How much of that can we recycle?
It's hard to say. It all depends on what your local recycling facility can process.
In the US, only about 8% of all of the plastic that's used by consumers actually makes it to the recycling plant.
I get that a lot of plastics are thrown out, but how do they end up in the ocean? I mean, don't most of them just go to the landfill?
You're right. Most plastics do go to the dump, but they don't always stay there.
The US ships a lot of its trash overseas, and once it's out of the country, some of that waste ultimately ends up in waterways like rivers and oceans. But that's not the only way. Plastics can also end up in the ocean when people litter.
Chelsea says that all that plastic comes with a heavy toll for aquatic life.
Like what?
Well, some of the bigger plastic pieces can strangle aquatic creatures or fill their guts.
What about those tiny pieces of plastic? What happens when that stuff gets into the ocean or gets swallowed by a fish?
Scientists call those microplastics, and they're everywhere.
First of all, we know it's in every level of the food chain, so it's eaten by zooplankton, then moves up the food web to prey fish, to predatory fish, to sharks, whales, to the fish that we eat. It is a ubiquitous contaminant, if you want to call it that.
Early studies show that microplastics appear to be harmful to aquatic life, but scientists are still trying to figure out exactly how microplastics might affect their health, let alone our own. So for now, we can't really say how worried you should be about them.
Okay, but what's the takeaway here?
Well, it's important to remember that the plastics we create will be around for much, much longer than we will, because they take a really long time to break down.
So the hundreds of millions of tons of plastic we're creating each year will only continue to accumulate, no matter how quickly we try to clean it all up.
Chelsea says that means we need to rethink our relationship with plastic.
Bottom line, though, is it really going to make a difference if I'm super careful about the kind of plastic I use?
That's a good point. Chelsea says we need to make bigger changes, too.
The reality is that we as citizens can't necessarily just do it alone. We kind of need governments to create legislation and policies that give us the foundation to do better.
She recommends advocating for policy changes like putting caps on fossil fuels for brand new plastic or rewarding companies for using recycled plastics.
Got it. Thanks, Max and Fatima. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute of Brown for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.